The four deaths in Friday's report from the health department included three men and one woman, all over the age of 45. None of the deaths were from either Summit or Wasatch counties. To date, 2,223 Utahns have died of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. Statewide, 386 new cases were reported, bringing the rolling 7-day average for positive tests to 349 per day. 1 week ago, the average was 378. Summit and Wasatch counties both recorded low numbers for new cases on Friday, with Summit only reporting a single new case and Wasatch seeing four more infections. The statewide averages for the percentage of positive laboratory tests remained stable since Thursday, with the people-over-people average at 6.7% and the tests-over-tests average at 3.5%. Hospitalizations decreased slightly on Friday, with 137 people now being treated for the disease, down 5 from Thursday. Statewide COVID-19 referral center ICUs are currently 75.3% full. More than 19,000 doses of vaccine have been administered since Thursday, and over 2,260,000 doses have been administered statewide. Governor Spencer Cox also issued a new executive order Thursday afternoon, removing the requirement that vaccine providers must use the doses allocated to them within 7 days of their delivery. Early in the vaccination distribution process, the governor prioritized vaccinating the largest number of people in the shortest amount of time. The governor's office said in a statement that as vaccine rates decline, the state does not want to penalize providers for taking longer to administer doses. As of Friday, over 46,000 doses have been administered in Summit County. Wasatch County has given over 23,000 shots. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.